I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being? I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep.
Hi, hello, good morning, and welcome to the Train It Right podcast. Welcome to episode 13, guys. Lucky number 13. Yo, 13 podcasts, still no podcast sponsors. No, I need to get to work on that, but that's okay. I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this because I feel like I have a lot to say, a lot to talk about, and a lot of things to share. If you don't know who I am, my name is Alicia Bell. I am an IFBB figure pro, an athlete manager for HD Muscle. You can use my code TRAINITRIGHT if you want to order supplement products. Online coach. I have tons of online coaching clients, transformation, prep, off-season. A little bit of everything, you know. I totally love helping people become the best version of themselves. I love helping them change their life. And it's just honestly, it's just a really cool job to have, to know that I'm impacting people's lives. So with that said, the podcast continues to get great reviews from you guys. You guys have reached out on Instagram telling me how much you love the podcast. I appreciate that. But what I would really love is if you left it some stars and left it some reviews so it can move up in the rankings in the podcast. It can get noticed more. And so other people can know how much you like the podcast and what you like about it. That's Sammy in the background being noisy. I don't know why he's doing noisy things, but he's just a dog like that. So yeah, just please comment, like, review all of the good things so we can get the podcast noticed and get it out there. So I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate that you care what I have to say and you're out there and you're listening. Sammy. Wow, what a week, guys. It's been a lot of, like, I don't know if it's just me. Is it 2020? Is it COVID? Is it the weather? Like, there's been so many ups and downs, and one day I'm feeling like I'm on top of the world. I got my shit together. Things are going to turn out well, be great, awesome. I got my life going for me, and then that something will happen, and I'll be like, wow, I'm a failure at life, like, terrible. No one loves me. I suck. I'm a shit athlete. You know what I mean? Even though I know I'm not, it's just like, wow, so many ups and downs. Can anybody else relate? Like, is that just 2020? Like, year of ups and downs and just unknowns and strange things. I do miss the stage a lot, and I'm sad that I'm not competing this year. Oh, are you sad too? Wow, you want to be on the podcast. Congratulations. You're my first guest. You're my first guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Adonis Bell. Are you done? Are you done? Adonis Mom's podcasting. No. I don't really know what he wants. All I know is that they were napping until I decided to start the podcast. So that just kind of sums up how my week has been. Anyway, for those of you who don't know me, you can find me on social media at Train It Right. Everything is Train It Right. www.trainitright.com. Very easy to find on social media. So reach out. Ask me a question. Give me an idea for the podcast. Give me your feedback. It's cool. I keep this podcast real, honest, raw, no outline. I sit down. I get the job done. So this week's topic, I got a few topics from some of my clients, some other people. But what I do want to touch base on is something that I've kind of seen a pattern happening with my clients and with people and with feedback. So every time I have an online client check-in, I ask them to give me a series of ratings out of 10 for, like, diet, nutrition, supplementation, hydration, water, and they rate themselves. Yummy. along with your photos and things like that. So they've checked in, right? And they ask me questions sometimes, or they give me the feedback, things that they think I should know. But I've been noticing a pattern with people. And the pattern is that people are doing too much, okay? There is such a thing as doing too much. That's why there's a plan to follow, and you follow the plan. It's not about doing more, because end of the day, your body is smart. It's adaptable. It's very intelligent, and it wants to survive, okay? When you stress it by doing more, it goes into survival mode, and you're never going to get the results you want. You're going to get a tired-looking physique. You're not going to lose fat. Your cortisol is going to be high. You're not going to sleep well. Your sleep patterns are going to be off. Your hormones are going to be all over the place. So it's a science. It's not just about burning calories or doing more and eating less. It really isn't, and people need to learn to understand that. And it's concerning to me the amount of people that don't. So yeah, honestly, guys, there's such a thing as doing too much. It's called overtraining. You might be thinking you're being an overachiever, or that you're going to get to your results quicker, or you know what I mean? But it's a plan with variables that your coach manipulates to get you where you want to be. And the goal is to raise your metabolism high enough where you're eating a lot of food, still seeing changes, but you're able to eat like an athlete and train like an athlete to get those results. And it's not about cutting back. It's not about eating less all the time. Yeah, I'm sure there's a time and a place for that, but it's not about reducing your calories to like 900 and like doing 2 hours of cardio. There's other options and other solutions. And if you go above and beyond what's on your plan, then it doesn't help your coach any. It actually puts your progress with your coach back, because if you're not honest with your coach and you don't let your coach know that you've done X, Y, Z way more than you were supposed to, when you're only supposed to do A, B, and C, and you got all the way to X, Y, Z, well, how's your coach going to know that? And how's your coach going to account for that? Like, that's almost near impossible for her or him to read your mind. The body's very smart, and it adapts. So if you do cardio for 2 hours at a time, the body's going to stop responding. So then where do you go? 3 hours? 4 hours? It's not sustainable. It's really not sustainable for long periods of time to be able to go that hard. Sure, you can elicit results really quickly that way, but it's not sustainable. And the rebound effect from that is even more. That's why I always say this is a lifestyle. Whether you prep, whether you're transformation, whether your lifestyle, like, it's a life. It is a life that you live. Therefore making it a lifestyle. And that way you can incorporate it into your regular life, elicit changes, see the results you want, and not have to have a stressed out body, fucked up hormones, and, you know, just, there is such thing as too much. And you know, so it concerns me that when people are like, oh, I want to do 60 minutes of running every day. Well, that's great and all, but how am I going to manipulate your cardio every day? Like, that's something that we can't even manipulate. That's a constant variable at 60 minutes. And if I need to see changes in your body, that means if you're going to do that every day, like, I can't have you doing 2 hours of cardio because that's ridiculous. And then I've got to take back from your diet. And when I take back from your diet, like, I don't want to put your health at risk because your calories are too low and your body stops functioning optimally. You're not going to see results. So it's like, please follow the plan. Like I always say to my clients, follow the plan, get the results. Follow the plan, get the results. When you're shoving things in your mouth that you're not supposed to be, say you add 25 calories with creamer in your coffee. 25 calories, you have two coffees a day. That's 50 calories. 50 times, I don't know, let's say you do that for a week, right? So 50 times 7, that's 350 extra calories. 350 extra calories in a month. 1,400 calories. That's a lot of calories, extra calories. And why are you doing that? Because you're putting cream in your coffee when you're not supposed to? Like, you can cut back on 1,400 calories by not cheating yourself by putting cream in that coffee. Think about that. 1,400 calories. That's like six sessions of 40 minutes of cardio on the stairs. Like, seriously, six sessions. That's like six sessions you could not be doing. And for what? Creamer in your coffee. Like, it adds up. It's real thing. Follow plan. If it's not on your plan, don't put it in your mouth, okay? Drinking iced coffee today. Next topic. Boom. I was listening to a book. I can't even remember what book it was. It was, I think, Ego is the Enemy. Really good book. Really, really good book. I'm pretty sure it's Ego is the Enemy. And the guy was talking about taking 100% responsibility for everything, for your mistakes, for your shortcomings, for you can't blame other people. So say, like, I don't know, I get fired from my job. The first thing to do, people want to blame so-and-so. Like, it's so-and-so's fault. Well, they did this, they did that. Well, how about you take responsibility about why they did that? You know, there obviously wasn't a reason. There was a reason. They didn't just do it out of the blue. It wasn't just by accident that this happened. You should take responsibility for the good things that happened to you and the bad things that happened to you. So stand up and... So take responsibility for your actions, for your, the consequences of your actions, because you are in control of so much during your day, and so much that happens to you is something that you could control. So instead of blaming other people or blaming this, blaming that, you're in control of everything. Is a choice in your life. Everything is a choice from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. You make the decisions, you make the choice, and you're 100% responsible for how your life turns out. I know it's hard sometimes when you feel like the world is against you, but you're responsible for going to school. You're responsible for that education. You're responsible for finding that grant, for getting that loan, for waking up at 5 a.m. and doing your cardio. You are responsible. I was talking with a client today, and I was training her, and she said, Alicia, I can't, it's too hard to, you know, get a job down here versus where I am. But have you tried? So how do you know that it's too hard? How do you know that you can't? Unless you've tried, you need to take responsibility. You can't blame the system that you think is hard if it's something you've never even tried, right? You have to try, then you know if it's hard or not. Sure, it might not be difficult. It's no instant gratification that you're going to get a job right away. You might have to do work for it, but that's how you get rewarded in life, is that you do work and you go after what you want. And it's the people who are successful that do those things. They're the people who don't sit at home and binge watch Netflix and binge watch YouTube. They're the people that are go-getters and they're making their own opportunities. And I can tell you one thing, every good thing that has happened to me in my life, I have been that go-getter. I have been making those opportunities for myself. I'm taking responsibility for the change. And I'm taking responsibility to have these things be presented to me. This is fun. Maybe you guys don't know this about me, but I actually started off as I was just a personal trainer in a gym in Vancouver. And I decided I wanted to start a website. I wanted to start a blog. I love fitness and I wanted to blog about it. Started out, I blogged about drugs and sport because I was very, very much against it as a track and field coach and athlete. So I blogged a lot about that because I was really interested at the time in like Marion Jones scandal and this, that, and the other thing. And being a trainer, I slowly transitioned into blogging about fitness. This is when blogs were cool. This was before Twitter and Instagram and whatever, and it was like chat rooms and blogs and stuff like that. So I had this blog, and I was obsessed with fitness magazines. I had every subscription, and I kept the magazines, and I reread them, and I read the articles in and out and up and down, and I loved it. I loved it, absolutely loved it, and it was this crazy thing about me. But I noticed, like, in the magazines, there's all these products, right? And we didn't really have them at our fingertips at the time. Amazon wasn't popping. Like, guys, I'm old here, okay? So what I did is I would go through the magazines, okay? And I'm this broke-ass post-grad student fucking in Vancouver on my own, barely doing personal training, working in a club. And what I would do during the day is I would flip through the magazines and I would circle the items that I wanted, right? Circle. I didn't even have internet at my house. I was going to a coffee shop to do work at the coffee shop. For the internet that was down my street. It's crazy to think about. So I would find these things in the magazines and I'd circle them. Okay, like, cool. Say it was like an item of clothing and it had a brand name on it. So then I would go to the internet take my laptop down, I would get my coffee, and this place had these like weird rules, and it was like meat in the middle, so I thought I was like eating healthy. I wasn't, but I thought I was eating healthy, so I'd get a coffee or some sort of latte, and I would sit down and do my work. And by my work, I mean I would research the company in Google. So I'd type in, I don't know, maybe Ask Jeeves was a thing then. So I'd go to Ask Jeeves, and I'd type in, like, whatever the company was. I'm just going to use Lululemon as an example, so to make life easy. I'd be like, okay, I found these pants in this magazine, and they're by Lululemon. So I'd go to the Lululemon website. I'd scroll down to the contact immediately. So a lot of times at that time, there'd be, like, contact our athlete manager, contact or whatever. I would go then to contact. So if it was like a regular contact page where it was like fill out your info, I wouldn't fill out my info. I would then look through, see if I could find like director of whatever or head of VP, owner, CEO. I would try and find the highest person up. And if their email or their contact was not listed on the website for the item that I wanted, I would go to LinkedIn. And I would look them up in LinkedIn. I would then send them a message like, hi, my name is Alicia Bell. I run a blog. This is the name of my blog. These are my followers that subscribe to my newsletter. I would give them all my stats. Da-da-da-da-da. These are the things I do. I really would love to collaborate with you. Would you be interested in sending me a product for review or working with me in a collaboration? And a lot of people are like, I can't believe you did that. Like, were you embarrassed? Not at all. Because the worst they could say was no. If they said yes, then fuck yeah. I just got some free product. Yes. So I did a lot of reviews. Guys, reviews. I'm still on PR lists from back then when I was doing reviews. It's wild. But you know what? I made that opportunity for myself. I 100% pursued those things. Those brands weren't out looking for little Alicia Bell in Vancouver. Hell no. But I wrote them a professional fucking email. And I'm like, hey, yo, this is who I am. I want to work with you. Love your product. Cool. Most of the time, I would say I had probably had like a 70% like success rate where they'd say, yeah, sure. Here's some product. What's the worst thing that can happen? They say no. I've taken responsibility. I've gone out. I've gone to get what I wanted. And it's like there's no turning back. It's whatever. If someone says no, whatever. There's so many million people on earth. Like tomorrow, the person probably would have forgot that I even like asked for product. End of the day, you need to take responsibility for yourself, your actions, and you need to go out and make things happen. You can do it. Trust me. Don't be shy. And no one's going to laugh at you. We are our own worst enemies sometimes because we get so in our head that people are thinking certain things or they're going to judge us or they're going to remember that we did this or they're going to remember when we did that. But you know what? No one's going to remember the person that never did anything, that never got anything done, that never took their best foot forward and asked for what they want, stood up for what they want, went after what they want, went for their goals. But what we're going to remember, who we're going to remember, is the people that did, the people that went outside and did the work and thought outside the box and got the things that everyone said they couldn't because they still went and did it, even though they thought that people told them they were crazy. When I got my pro card, everyone was like, you shouldn't do figure, you should do physique, you're never going to get your pro card, your legs aren't good enough. My ex-boyfriend used to tell me that I had an ego and that nobody liked me and they're never going to give a card to somebody who's had attitude like mine. Da, 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 da. I didn't listen to anything he said. I didn't, because if he cared about me, he wouldn't have been saying that shit, first of all. But second of all, I didn't listen to anything anybody said about my physique. I knew what I wanted. I knew my goal. I went after it. And you know what I did? I didn't sit back and say, oh, well, maybe I should go to physique because that's what people think I look like right now. I went and I studied the pros. I watched shows on YouTube. I watched them pose. I taught myself posing, guys. And then I went and got a posing coach afterwards. But my first couple of shows, I taught myself my own posing. Hands down, I think I did an okay job. I mean, now I look back and I'm like, Jesus, Alicia. But like, yo, I won my class. I won an overall. I got third at nationals. All those shows, I taught myself how to pose by studying the pros. I didn't have a posing coach. What I did was I went online and I looked at the best of the best and I saw what they did and I emulated it and I practiced it and I studied it and I went out and I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I changed my training style. I did a lot of cardio to get rid of muscle mass. I ate like a bird. But you know what? I did what it took to get what I wanted, despite what everyone else had to say. I went out and did it, and I took responsibility for myself, my goals, and I made it happen. It was my goal to achieve. And despite what everyone else said, that I was crazy and that I was this and that and the other thing, it didn't matter, because that's what I wanted to do and that's what I was going to do. And I did it. But anyways, last topic. Seems like I go like two topics and then a topic about men or something like this, but fuck men is kind of my mentality right now. I'm so over it, guys. And not for myself this time. Right now, I'm over it for every female, every single freaking female, because like I train a lot of girls and I hear a lot of stories, and it's crazy the things that happen in this world. And this is what I want to address. So this is to all my male listeners, single, not single, don't care. This is to you. Yes, all of you. You have an ego. You do. We all have an ego. But here's where I get pissed off. You have an ego when it comes to rejection. Firstly, if you ask a girl out, you hit on a girl, whatever your approach is, you text her, DM her, she doesn't have to respond to you. I'm going to say that again. She does not have to respond to you. She is not obligated in any way to respond and accept your gesture, your dick pic, your date, your anything. She doesn't have to. She has a choice. And if she says no, that doesn't mean you treat her differently. That doesn't mean you belittle her. That doesn't mean you call her names. That doesn't mean you go out of your way to fucking ignore her when you see her in person. That is your ego, sir. All of you. I'm speaking to all of you men. Women have a choice. Man up. If she says no, say, I'm okay, ma'am, thank you. Ma'am, miss, dear, sweetheart, I appreciate it. I just wanted to A, B, and C. End of conversation. It doesn't have to get weird. It doesn't have to get vengeful. It doesn't have to get hurtful. Leave your ego at the door. Maybe she's still hung up on her ex. Maybe she has a boyfriend. Maybe she's not at a point in her life where she wants to date anyone. Maybe your ass is just too ugly for her, okay? Like, whatever the reason is, she doesn't have to give it to you either. She does not have to give you the reason. She can say no without giving you a reason, because she is not obligated in any way to justify her reasoning. So you need to accept that. All y'all, stop harassing girls. Stop sending unsolicited dick pics. Stop being an asshole. Just stop, okay? It's 2020. This shit needs to stop. Being a girl's DM, hey, hi, hello, what are you doing? Want to go on a date? I love you, da-da-da. And she says, no, thank you. And then all of a sudden it's like, bitch, slut, you're ugly anyway, da-da-da-da. Oh, and then you're having a conversation with yourself in her DMs because she said no. Because she said no doesn't make her a bitch, okay? Check yourself, bro. Leave your ego. Forget it. There's millions of people on this earth, billions of people on this earth. Move on. Find another girl. Maybe she'll like your weird ass attempt. I don't know. But if a girl says no, believe her. Appreciate her taking the time to respond and move on with your day. Move on with your damn self, because, yo, don't be a rude ass. Don't be a rude ass. That's all I have to say. I don't, your mama didn't teach you right. I don't know. But listen, I've heard some stories, and it all comes back to the same thing. The dude's ego when he gets rejected. Your dick is still tiny, bro. Doesn't matter if you get rejected or not. Your dick is tiny. Maybe that's why she's saying no, because he sent her a dick pic and it was tiny. Like, come on. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. Glad you guys could join me for our talk about doing too much, overachieving, accepting responsibility, and men's ego with rejection. 25 minutes. I think we're good. I appreciate all of you. Please like, review. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share this podcast of Alicia Rambling. Next week, I think we're going to dive into a little bit more health and fitness. I do have lots of topics that I do want to cover, but I think it's time to dip back in and hone in on my specialty, and that is health and fitness. So I want to do a whole podcast complete about supplements. So stay tuned next week. We're going to talk about supplements, the ins, the outs, the goods, the bads, the things to look for, products I recommend, products I don't recommend for certain things. I'm going to get into the nitty gritty of my opinion on supplements, if you need them, if you don't. So stay tuned for the next episode to find out my thoughts on supplements. I appreciate all of you. You can find me on socials. Everything's at Trainer Right. Thanks for tuning into the Train It Right Life, and I'll check you guys later.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth if all you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble? We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star.